The backdrop of a continuing diplomatic stalemate with the United States. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using fiery rhetoric, warning of a new weapon. His end-of-the-year deadline for renewed talks has come and gone. But has that put new meaning into his latest threats? Here is VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea, and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea. It is the new year, and the traditional Times Square ball drop in New York City went off without a hitch as 2020 made its debut in the United States. Crowds in capitals across the globe celebrated. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
About 3,000 pounds of confetti showered New Yorkers and tourists who filled Times Square to watch the famous ball drop. In Rome, Pope Francis delighted tourists and Romans when he strolled St. Peter's Square to admire the nativity scene. But the visit went south when one woman grabbed his hand, pulling him toward her to shake it, forcing the Pope to strike her grip twice to free his fingers. And back in the U.S., huge crowds attended the midnight fireworks along the resort-lined Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Small.
From Washington, this is VOA News. In Iraq, security forces at the American Embassy in Baghdad today had to hold off protesters led by pro-Iran militiamen during a second day of demonstrations. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossio with a report.
Unrest continues outside the American Embassy in Baghdad for a second day. U.S. troops inside the compound fired tear gas as Iran-backed militiamen and other protesters gathered outside the embassy. The protesters managed to set fire to the roof of a reception area inside the embassy compound. The militiamen and others camped out at the gates of the embassy overnight. The protests are in response to U.S. airstrikes over the weekend, targeting Iran-backed militia that killed 25 fighters following a rocket attack on an Iraqi army base that killed a U.S. contractor. I'm Mike Rossia.
President Trump had praise for those who are defending the embassy.
Well, I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job. They were there instantaneously as soon as we